Illuminati News Hour, right here on Illuminati Radio. I am your host, I'm your pastor, Mr. Michael Smith. And my co-host is Brother Lameek Israel. And if you're new to this channel, please hit that subscribe button. Hit that notification bell so you can be notified when we drop this juicy news. Also, if you have a question or comment, put your question or comment down below. If you want to sow your seed into this ministry, you're welcome to do so. The Cash App is $
Lamik23, capital L-A-M-I-C-K 23.
And the donation links will be in the description box below. All right, so we have an Ice Cube sacrifice, a Cube of Vision sacrifice. This makes the second, sacrifice that Ice Cube got. I won't be too surprised if Ice Cube sacrifice bang, 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 bang. Yeah, you know who that is, right? I won't be too surprised if that's one of Ice Cube sacrifices also. But go ahead, Brother Israel.
All right. This is coming from CBS.com. CBSSports.com. Article headline is Tommy Tiny Lister, former WWE star and Debo from Friday movie series, dies at 62.
Died at 62. Backwards, that's 26. Like I says, how many letters is in the alphabet? 26. Who created that alphabet? The Romans. You know what I'm saying? It's the Romans god. This is a god ritual. You pass your soul through the fire to Moloch, your God requires you when you come to the end of your career. Or either that, or when somebody decides to say, you know what, it's time for a sacrifice. Like maybe somebody like Ice Cube, somebody who had you under a long stimming contract. Because you best believe Ice Cube had this man under one of them puffy contracts. A long-standing contract. Because this guy was in almost every Ice Cube movie. Not too many people was in every Ice Cube movie. You may have some actors that played in Ice Cube movie. They may have played in one Ice Cube movie. But every Ice Cube movie? And the only people that had recurring roles in Ice Cube movies is the bang 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 guy, this guy right here. That goes to show you that they was under a long contract. When you are on a long contract, that means you belong to whoever you signed the contract to. Same way, if you sign a Puffy contract, your butt belongs to Puffy. You see? Okay. So, what I mean is it don't take a rocket scientist to see who sacrificed this boy. But go ahead, Brother Israel.
Lister wrestled under the Moniker Zeus in the WWE and feuded with Hulk Hogan. Actor and professional wrestler Tommy Tiny Lister died at the age of 62 on Thursday, according to his manager, Cindy Cohen. Law enforcement was called to the scene of Lister's Marina Del Rey, California residence just before 3 p.m. on Thursday after there was a call regarding an unconscious male. Cohen revealed that Lister displayed symptoms of COVID-19 in recent days.
There go that lie again. You know what I'm saying? By this time, if you guys don't know that COVID is a hoax, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what to tell you. I know some people say, well, I know people that died from COVID. You know people that died from something. And somebody, like the doctors, say it was COVID. But it was something else. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what people die for. They die from, you know what I'm saying, either you're old and you got, you know what I'm saying, predetermined illnesses, or you're young and you got illnesses. Because you can be young with an illness. You can be young and on medication, on some type of medication. And if the doctor up your doses, how's that going to make you feel? Sick, right? Or what if the doctor decrease your doses? How's that going to make you feel? Sick, right? So you're going to go to the hospital and something is wrong with you, and something really going to be wrong with you, because the doctor going to make sure something is wrong with you. And next thing you know, you got a toe tag on and the doctor saying that you got COVID. And the doctor gets a check. So that's how you know that this, what they saying, that this man dying from COVID is a lie, because there ain't no such thing as COVID. COVID is a ritual. It's a ritual, and everybody is participating in the ritual. And at the end of that ritual, everybody gonna get stuck with a needle in their arm. But anyway, go ahead, Brother Drew.
The actor had been working on a film, but had to cancel shooting as a result of feeling ill. Lister was transported to the hospital and was pronounced dead at the scene. The coroner has yet to reveal cause of death for the 6'5" entertainer. Lister appeared in the 1989 wrestling film No Holds Barred, which was actually financed by the World Wrestling Federation.
Yeah, never heard of it. Go ahead.
He starred as Zeus, who was the nemesis of Hulk Hogan in the film.
A false god he starred as, a fallen angel he starred as, but never heard of it. Go ahead.
Following the film, Lister took the gimmick into WWF and was billed as Zeus, the human wrecking machine, as part of the storyline. Lister wanted to defeat Hogan in the ring since Hogan's character came out victorious in the movie.
Zeus is a human wrecking machine, because up until this day, Zeus has been wrecking the lives of all of us, because every last one of us have been calling on Zeus instead of Yeshua. And that's why the house, our households is messed up as it is, because Zeus, the human wrecking machine, who we call on, have destroyed us. Because the Most High God said we are not to call on no other God except Him. But yet, we was given that God, we called on that God, and some of us to this day still call on that God Zeus. You know? But anyway, go ahead, Brother Israel.
Lister ended up forming a tag team with Hogan's rival Macho Man Randy Savage in a two-faced off with Hogan and Brutus Beefcake at SummerSlam in 1989. Hogan and Beefcake came out on the winning end of the match, and Hogan wrecked the pin on Zeus to win the match for his team. Following his run in the WWF, Lister appeared in World Championship Wrestling as Z Gangster. Lister also appeared in several high-profile movies, including The Dark Knight, The Fifth Element, and Zootopia. Lister played President Lindbergh in The Fifth Element, but will perhaps best be remembered on the big screen as Devo in the Friday film series.
There you go. All them other movies that he was talking about, never heard of them. But we all know old Lester from playing Debo in Friday. That's where he got his shine at. That's where he became illuminated at. Because, you know, Illuminati means illuminated ones. And in order to be illuminated, you got to pass your soul through the fire of Moloch to get the illumination. And who made this man illuminated? Sign into Cuba Vision. Who is Cuba Vision? That's Ice Cube Production Company. Cube Vision. He signed to CubeVision, and he stayed at CubeVision until he died at CubeVision. And the only one that came out, the first one that came out to speak on his behalf, is the owner of CubeVision, Ice Cube. The same one that killed Eazy-E and then makes a song about it. What he gonna do now? Kill Debo and then make a movie about it? Ice Cube is cold. Cold as ice. Go ahead, Brother Israel.
One of Lister's co-star, Ice Cube, took to Twitter to remember the entertainer shortly after his death was announced.
See?
And this is what he says in a tweet. He says, RIP Tiny Debo Lister, America's favorite bully was born, entertainer, who would pop into character at a drop of the hat, terrifying people on and off camera, followed by a big smile and laugh. Thank you for being a good dude at heart. I miss you already.
Yeah, you miss him, all right, Ice Cube. The same way you miss Eazy-E already.
That happens that when that tweet was posted, and it had 18.6K people tweeting about it.
18.6? Really?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Wow. Well, there you have it. No more Debo. You know what I'm saying? Well, who they gonna get to play Debo now? Flavor Flav? Yeah, boy! Anyway, this is news. I want to thank you all for tuning in and logging on to another episode of Illuminati News Hour right here on Illuminati Radio. I'm your host. I'm your pastor, Mr. Michael Smith. And my co-host is Brother Lameek Israel. If you're new to this channel, please hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell so you can be notified when we drop this juicy news, hit that like button if you enjoy this content, and if you want to sow your seed into this ministry, you're welcome to do so. The Cash App is
$Lameek23, capital L-A-M-I-C-K 23,
and both links will be in the description box below. The PayPal link and the Cash App link is all in the description box below. Till next time, stay tuned and God bless you all.